It's now clear that what we want are powers to deal with issues of unemployment and issues of social injustice. And I've always believed that we should have more powers for the Scottish Parliament. Jim Murphy, the leader of the party, has now said that we should have the power to vary benefits for children, families, the unemployed, pensioners and disabled, that we should integrate housing benefit and bring it to the Scottish Parliament so we can have a policy to deal with the crisis in housing. And we should be able to do far more to help young unemployed people and the unemployed back to work. So we will devolve to the Scottish Parliament not just the work programme, but the power to create the incentives and the benefits to help people get back into work.
Our listeners care about jobs, child poverty and housing. Can they trust the Labour Party to make change in those areas?
Well, I've got to say to people that it may now be forgotten, but we took 2 million children in the United Kingdom out of poverty, and we took 2 million pensioners out of poverty between 1997 and 2010, and we halved the rate of poverty amongst pensioners in Scotland. And now we must build on that, because many more people are being pushed back into poverty by the policies of the coalition government.
What do you see your role as within this election campaign?
To be of any help that I can. I mean, I'm not standing at the general election, but I've been an MP for 32 years, and if anybody wants my help, I'm prepared to give it.
Jim Murphy, leader of the Scottish Labour Party. This is a big event for us today. This is our second pledge. We already announced that we'll create 1,000 new NHS nurses. This is our second pledge, which is we will devolve the welfare state in many ways to Scotland, and the final say on welfare will be decided here in Scotland. And having Gordon teaming up with us today, it's good fun. Gordon's a heavyweight, everyone knows him, everyone knows he loves Scotland, and it was him that introduced the vow, of course. And for us to announce today that we're going further than the vow is really very significant.
This has been some, you know, few months for you, it must be, when you think back and you look back on all the things that have happened. How is the party in Westminster and in Scotland working together? Is that a better relationship now?
I think we're in much better shape. The Scottish Labour Party is under new management. It's a fresh start. We're doing things differently. But we've got to go further. We know it's going to be a tight general election. We know David Cameron's determined to stay in power. And Scotland knows that only the biggest party gets to form the government. So I know some people might be tempted to vote for the SNP. But the consequences of that are, unfortunately, by accident, they'll help David Cameron stay in power.
Are you nervous about the potential losses in this general election?
I'm not someone who suffers from nerves, but this is about a lot of hard work, a sense of confidence, a Labour Party supporting more powers for Scotland, trying to make Scotland a lot fairer, give young Scots a chance to get a job. But it's also about just being direct with people, which is that you can protest against the Tories by voting for the SNP or the Greens, but you can only replace the Tories by voting Labour. I think come May, I think that's the decision most people in Scotland will come to.